Good morning. How are we doing? Right, take two. Sorry about that. The signal was not great. How was your weekend? I hope it was good. Let me know how your weekend was down below in the comments. So listen, today we're going to talk about acceptance. How we can learn to accept things that are happening around us better. All right, I think this is key to our own emotional development. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through here, please do let me know whether you're just saying good morning in the comments or you're just sticking a love heart in or you're sharing the post for me, however you feel like you want to throw that out. So we're in another week of grind, another week of hustle, another week of focus, another week of opportunity to improve us, right? Improve ourselves. And the thing I just want to touch base on today is acceptance, because it's one of the things I'm working on. So I just want to really document that to you, really, and discuss that with you. And when I talk to a lot of people, this is something that they find quite difficult. And I often have been reflecting on when I really first started thinking about accepting what is, you know, whatever it is in the world. Okay, if you know, simple things could be, look, I've planned a huge barbecue, yeah, it's pouring down with rain, and it completely overwhelming you with resistance and stress and frustration, rather than just saying there's nothing you can do. You've got to accept what's not in your control. And I used to, the early days of this used to come about in the military. When the troop got hammered, we would be like told, right, get through that mud, get through, like, and you'd be like, oh my God. And you only had two choices. You either didn't do it and you left, or you did it and you persevered in your pursuit of your career and gaining your green lid. It was only ever two choices. It was one or the other. And this is often what comes behind my saying of, what's the alternative? You know, if you don't show up, what is the alternative to you not showing up in life? And obviously, that alternative usually is a negative outcome. So acceptance for me is being able to accept what is, all right? Usually those things are not in our control. Like COVID is a classic case. Everybody in the last 2 years has had to learn to accept a new way of living, okay? We have all had to build up non-resistant mindsets to the way that we live our life. It's pointless in us becoming emotionally engaged in what we can or what we can't do, because it's wasted energy. It's wasted focus. And it does nothing for our emotions, consistently resisting it and spouting off about it. So we have to learn to have that mentality, right? And how have we all done that? Well, over a period of time, the way that we see life has changed. The patterns in our brain, they just naturally accept what is normal. They accept that after a period of time, we can only control the controllables, and we have to be able to let go of the non-controllables. That's that acceptance, that's that letting go. And I think a lot of us can carry that around with us. And if when we carry that around with us, it's almost like carrying a chip on our shoulder. And it's not obviously just about a COVID thing. There's lots of things. It could be your boss. It could be your work. It could be where you are in life. It could be your relationships. It could be the way that you look physically, mentally, emotionally. And acceptance for where we are today is huge, right? It's one of the first things I do in my 5-day challenge. We do a life audit. And in that life audit, we have to accept where we are in each of the pillars. Because without that acceptance, we're never truthful to ourselves to be able to move on. We resist about where we are. We lie to ourselves about where we are, right? And we never break through. We never make the changes that we need to change, because we don't think we need to, because the way that we think is just, nah, I'm fine. How many of you turn around and go, yeah, I'm all right. Hey, Billy, how's it going? Yeah, I'm all right. We all know that what all right means. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. We all know what that means. Underneath I'm all right or I'm fine is a resistant mind. You haven't accepted that you're not in a good place. So we fob it off with, I'm all right. Yet we don't open up about the mental health that we have, the emotional conditions that we're having, the struggles, the pain, the suffering, because we bottle it all up as men. That's what men do. We hide behind the ego. The ego says it's all right. We don't accept that we're not all right. And that was one of the biggest turning points, I think, for me. When I was in my little pit, my little trench, struggling, was that the acceptance that, wait a minute, you know, I'm actually not all right. I'm actually, like, struggling. And that acceptance was the thing that really got me back on track. Because I stopped fighting that system. I stopped fighting the way that my brain was working. I was opening myself up to vulnerability. I'm happy to show emotions and vulnerability and weakness, resilience, because that's reality of life. We are vulnerable at times. We do struggle emotionally at times. It's hard sometimes. But instead of resisting it, embrace it. Build up that non-resistant mindset over and over and over again. And I wonder what you can do today. I wonder what you can accept. I wonder what you're willing to share in the comments that you're going to try and accept. Maybe it's accepting that someone's passed. Maybe it's accepting that a relationship is finished. Maybe it's accepting that you do have a drink problem. Maybe it's accepting that you are lazy. But then on the flip side of that, instead of just accepting it, what are we going to do to move on from it? So when we see the bad situation, we see something that's not healthy, now what? What are we going to do? How do we move forward from this? Even just 1%, even if it's just one small thing, how do we now move forward from this? All right. I hope that helps. Just a short, sharp thing just to get our brains thinking for the start of the week. This week, we are launching tickets to the Remember the Mission seminar. This is going to be the biggest event for men of the year in the universe. And if you want to come along, we've got guest speakers coming along to talk as well. I'm going to be introducing them this week. We've got lots going on the day. It's going to be a great day of drive, motivation, self-awareness, acceptance. But it'll be good to see you there. And if you're on the priority list, okay, you'll be getting 48 hours ahead of everyone else for those tickets, all right? Mastermind members are going to be offered them later today. And then it goes out to the world Saturday. So make sure you're on the ball, ready to go, to come and see us, to come and join us, come and shake our hands, come and talk to us, and maybe a couple of tipples on the Saturday night. All right, have a cracking day. Have a cracking start to the week.